Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this third hour will be completely jam-packed. Massive Iran news, multifaceted report. I also want to report on Iraq and play some clips from a spin piece off 60 Minutes. And so much more. Right now, though, let's get calls out of the way. They've been holding the longest. Jessica in Utah, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, I actually wanted to thank you first for waking me up. I had just, like, barely watched Terror Storm a couple weeks ago, and I ended up having to go buy 5 copies and give them away. But I'm really having problems with people watching it. They just don't seem interested.
Tell them it's video of Jessica Simpson shaving her head in the locker.
Yeah, and it's just like amazing.
Well, are you trying to get family to watch it?
I've told my brother about the website, and I've passed it along to a couple coworkers, but it just seems like they're just not interested. And
what kind of business do you work in?
I actually work. I work with fasteners, nuts, bolts, and screws.
Well, I mean, look, a lot of people are just thinking about what they're going to drink at the bar tonight or how to get
yeah.
more money to drive a more fancy car because that'll fulfill them, they think. And you'll find pockets of, you know, either we get a caller saying everybody's waking up I talk to or they saying nobody's waking up.
Yeah.
And it just seems the luck of the draw, which area you're in. I mean, I go on stations like K-Talk and, I mean, every caller calls in agreeing. They have huge 9/11 truth meetings up there. In Utah. Where are you in Utah?
I'm actually in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, I mean, it may just be who you're around.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you approach him? Do you say, hey, here's a film about the government being behind 9/11?
Yeah. And, you know, that there's other facts in it, too, about, you know, the Gulf of Tonka and just, you know, other things in it that I think they should know about, but it's kind of, I guess, not that important.
Well, a lot of people also take some, I mean, if you just talk about politics, a lot of people go, what are you doing, trying to show off? Look, we got one that can read.
Yeah.
Look, she even walks on her hind legs, not bent over like a gorilla.
Yeah.
She's probably with Al-Qaeda. So I would just move on. I mean, it's unfortunate to run it. I mean, all 5 people you approached didn't want to see it?
Well, one hasn't returned the video yet, but I haven't. Not sure if they watched it, and I've given.
And the others just said no. That
it's not real. You know, it's not believable.
Well, that's because deep down they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might just try another approach and say, "Man, these are really interesting film. You ought to check it out." But look, that things are so bad that you have to have that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you're not going to fight this. And you're not going to admit that we're losing our freedoms and America's in bad shape. I mean, I know yuppies email me, and I've heard them on the street. They go, the dollar's not devalued. You know, sure it is, Alex. Oh, and are the Martians going to get me? And I go, no, here's the Times of London. Sure it is. Oh, yeah. You know, again, they're cowards. Deep down they know it's true. They can't deal with that. They're so afraid that they just go, no. So just move on.
Now, I hope this is okay with you, but I have InfoWars and Prison Planet posted in my car window.
Good. Of course it's okay.
It says 9/11 is an inside job, and to visit this website, and I get so many different looks, and but I think it's getting somewhere.
Do people ever honk or wave at you?
Oh, no. No. Unfortunately, no. But I do see in the rear view of people writing it down or, you know, really reading it. I've seen people roll their eyes, so.
No.
Yeah.
She thinks the government might be bad.
Yeah.
How un-American. Oh.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if that's okay to post your websites like that.
Number one, even if I didn't want you to, which I do want you to, it's a free country, free speech. You can post whatever you want.
Okay.
Please do it. But people call me all the time and say, is this okay? Of course it's okay.
Okay.
But even if I didn't want you to, it's your right to do it. Please do it. And I'm sorry to hear that you're having bad luck there. But just continue. A lot of people that laugh at you now, later, when the cops beat their kid up or something, they'll come back to you, okay? They just think they're part of the system right now. They haven't woken up yet. We'll be right back.
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, we were Googling for articles concerning vaccines that, quote, cure you of drug addiction because they burn holes in your brain, to put it lightly. Here's the Associated Press, though. This is FDA okays Pfizer anti-smoking pill, and this creates a protein that blocks it in the brain, but it also blocks your normal endorphins. And then we did find an article here. This is a press release from news-medical.net, put out by the Pharmacological News by Zenova Group, PLC. New vaccine to stop cocaine addiction. The good articles are the London Independent and London Telegraph. I remember those. We've got to find them. When something's 2 years old, it's like buried and searched, you know, 30 or something deep in there. But has announced the presentation of results of two-dose escalation phase two studies of TACD. It has its experimental name, a vaccine being developed for the treatment of cocaine addiction at the College on Problems of Drug Dependence, 66th Annual Scientific Meeting in Puerto Rico. June 12th to the 17th, presentation by Dr. Bridget Martwell. And this is all just a scientific write-up on it and what it does. And it says, results from both studies show that the maximum mean antibody response occurred between 70 and 90 days post-vaccination with specific cocaine antibodies persisting for at least 16 months. And what happens is it causes an autoimmune response in the brain, and so plaques form blocking it. and it kills those cells. Eight subjects also received a booster 15 to 18 months post-vaccination. All of them showed an increased levels of antibodies, so that's their proof. But that's a basic science. The best one was in the Independent. I remember it 2 years ago, and it talked about how it attacked the brain. That was quite useful. But we'll dig all those up and repost them because I said we would. I know they're in our format on our own sites. We've just got to... You've got to remember the exact headline name, and Kevin was in there for like an hour crying because he didn't have the exact headline. I came up with the exact headline from memory, but found newer articles that people use the same headline with, like new vaccine to stop cocaine addiction. Try new vaccine to stop drug addiction, new vaccine promises to fight drug use. There's a bunch there, but I go from memory on. All right, let's go back to the calls as promised. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Mike in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
There's been some big news that I'm surprised that none of your other callers have mentioned, and it concerns Building 7 and the fact that the BBC, on their World Service, reported that Building 7 had collapsed at 4:57 p.m., which, of course, is a full 23 minutes before it actually did.
Do you have that clip?
I do. All you need to do is go to Google Video, type in building, the number 7, and...
Hold on, let me write this down.
It's very simple. Just type in building, then a space, the digit 7, mm-hmm. and then BBC. And you will get
okay,
that clip.
Okay, go slower.
I'm sorry?
Go slower so I can write this down.
Okay.
Okay.
Google Video.
Yeah, Google Video, then what do you type in?
Building.
Okay.
Then a space, the number 7.
So a space, no dash.
Nope, just a space.
Okay, Building 7.
And another space,
mm-hmm.
BBC. If you type that in Google Video, you will find a rather interesting clip. It was taken from the big, huge Internet Archive that has apparently just been made public of all sorts of media coverage of that day. And someone, and I don't know who, has gone and just watched all the BBC coverage from that day and was astonished to see that they reported that Building 7, and they refer to it as the Salomon Brothers Building. That's how it was also known. And what's even more incredible is that at the top of the clock, at 5 o'clock, they continue to announce that Building 7 has collapsed, and they go to a live hit with a BBC reporter, a woman in New York, with the skyline behind her. And she continues to say that Building 7 has collapsed.
And you can see it.
You can see Building 7 right behind
her. This is massive. Hey, Kevin, get Aaron in here in case he's not listening. I'm going to have him grab it. In fact, the network can. John, can you go to Google, click on the video link, and type in Building 7 BBC? Oh, he already had it. How far in does this happen, or is it immediate?
No, the clip that you'll get as your first hit on Google Video is a little kind of explanation of this that someone has put together with an introduction and everything, and it points out where Building 7 is as the woman is telling you it's collapsed. At 5:15,
has this been up?
Since yesterday. That's why
okay.
I thought someone would mention it.
Call Watson, get an article out on an ASAP, emergency article, emergency!
A guy named, who goes by the name of Shure, nicknamed Shure, his name is Jeff, and he lives up in Sudbury, I think, up here in Canada. He's already called the BBC.
Oh, he's already called their lordships. I wonder how they'll deal with this.
He's asked them, can you account for the fact that you announced that Building 7 had collapsed 23 minutes before it actually did? And, of course, they're just totally flustered.
Well, this is the type of call we need because we're not omnipresent. People think we know everything. We don't know very much. We're always trying to learn more.
Right.
And it's almost always you, the listeners, that point all this out to us. But let me just go back. This fits in with what I've already confirmed before I ever saw the clip, which we're about to play. This, and you can just stream it right off there if you want, John. We don't have to save it, but go ahead and save it afterwards. But folks, grab that. Grab it before they take it down. But because, believe me, they'll try to expunge this very quickly if it's accurate, as you're saying, and I do believe you, because this is what happened.
Well, let me just finish.
This is a really important call, but I want to elaborate, and tell you what, you finish your point, then I'll say something.
Okay. Just very quickly, this guy, Jeff, in Sudbury, had actually called the BBC, asked them about this, because he saw it early this morning, and he has now put the recording of his phone call to the BBC on the net, so people are really onto this. The thing that needs to be made clear is that even if they take this particular clip off Google Video, the source of the video itself is from the big Internet Archive.
All right, I'm calling Paul Watson right now as you talk. Just continue.
Okay, so in other words, although it's too late, I mean, the cat is out of the bag. Someone may try and take this particular, it's a 25...
Hold on 1 second, I got Paul Watson here. Hey, Paul, the BBC, you're already listening? You were already listening, or did you already know about it? Well done, I'll call you back. Get it up, get a blurb up, ASAP, get it in our own format before they snatch it. Thank you.
Yeah, you want a link to the Google video. It's a 25-minute and 43-second clip, this particular assembly, but the original clip is like all the Internet Archive clips of footage that day.
No, I understand. In fact, just back on September 11th, the BBC, CNN, all of them, quote, released their entire archives. Sir, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the info. All right, let me comment on what he just said. The reason this makes sense is, and we're still developing this big special with all these first responders and eyewitnesses and all the clips. The problem is we're now at over 70 clips. And so I've got to spend hours and hours collating them and telling the network which clips to play in an order. I rarely script shows. I'll have to heavily script it because I'll be go to clip one, go to clip two, go to clip three. There's a lot of the clips the network hasn't gotten yet. They've got to put it all in one folder. We literally have 70-plus clips of them saying, get back, they're going to blow the building up, get back. Firefighters saying they're going to blow it, they said get back. Police saying it, people saying it after the fact. This is the problem, and this goes back to 9/11. I get a call, I'm in the shower, so I tend to get up, do research, then take a shower. It was like, 8-something in the morning, the first plane had hit. I get a call, I come running out, dripping. I turn on the television. There it is. I start calling people going, it's a terror attack. Another plane slams in right after that. And I'm running around. I'm going, this is the attack. This is Northwoods. Get everybody ready. They may try something anytime. I think a bio attack's going to follow this in the next month, which, by the way, the ADL then attacked me and said I was crazy, saying the government would probably launch an anthrax attack. Now I can thank the ADL for ever enshrining that prediction I made on the radio. I just know how they work, folks. My head is in the game. And then I did solid Genesis broadcasting. I was on Derry Brownfield. I was on David Joyce. I was on Derry Brownfield. I did 3 hours of my own show. I did Michael Trudeau's show next. And I broadcast right up until midnight that night because I was doing two shows a day then, completely nuts. 6 hours a day on the Genesis Network. Now we've done a rebroadcast, 9 to midnight. But my girlfriend said, hey, why don't you go out and get some food at the grocery store, and I'll sit here and answer the phone. At that time, I was out of my house. So I jetted over. I don't know why I'm telling this story. The point is, I'm driving in the car, and I'm flipping between news stations. It's continual coverage. And I don't know if it was CBS or whether it was ABC. Memory fails. But they announced, it was like 4:30. Well, Building 7 could damage other buildings, and so they may demolish it. They may bring it down. They're saying they may bring it down. And I kind of forgot about it for a few weeks. And then I started covering Building 7, the first to really focus on it. But there it was. And then I went to New York in 2004, and these cops are walking up, and emergency workers are walking up. They're in martial law. And they're going, yeah, they told us to get back from the building. It's going to be brought down. And then now we found all the firefighter and police tapes. Folks, we've got them on this. We've got them. We've got them. We've got them. I looked it up for over a month, because in the first hour I said when they blew up the Intel building yesterday here in Austin, it took weeks to set it up. I just said that. I knew it took at least 2 weeks. We went and looked it up. It was in the paper. More than a month ago, they began drilling the columns and getting ready to plant the bombs. They wrote up the plans a year ago to demolish it. So over a year of planning and over a month to rig it, and the building didn't completely fall. And they said, that's no big deal. This happens quite often. We'll just blow up the other parts. Absolutely true. I should have been there yesterday. But I was getting ready for my Sunday show I do. I literally am like a dog in a butcher shop, folks. It's just there's so much evidence. I don't know which to bite into. So thank you, caller, for the heads up on that. We are going to blast it out big time. Everybody, this will be up in Prison Planet in the next hour. Get it. Get it out to everyone now. We're going to play the clip coming up. We'll continue with your calls and get to all the other clips as we defeat the terrorists.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we spoke, Google jerked the video, but InfoWarriors reloaded it. We're grabbing the clip now as they fight to pull it down and stop us from exposing the murderers! Ah! We're never going to stop you killers, you murderers! We're going to expose you for Oklahoma City. We're going to expose you for 9/11. We're going to expose you for everything. Jason Burmis of Loose Change calling in. He got the clip this morning. They had jerked it. It's back up again. He's seen it. Describe this to people. This is from the unedited live archive, 7 minutes into the clip, and we're trying to grab it right now, folks. We have to do this in real time. 7 minutes into the clip, they talk about how Building 7 has been brought down, been demolished, and then Burmis is thinking, well, they've just got a time issue. Maybe they've got their time zones off. because it really happened at 5:20, not 4:20. But no, they got their script off. Then they cut to the reporter live, and there she is with the building smoking behind her. Burmes, tell us. You've seen the video. What does it show?
It basically does what you just said. At like 4:57, it goes to a news report at a desk at the BBC World, and it basically says Building 7 has fallen due to fire. And
now, wait a minute. You said 7 minutes in. Is it 4 or is it 7? Because we're grabbing.
I'm looking for. I'm on the website right now, actually, and it won't load for me, so I can't tell. But it is if you type in World Trade Center 7, 23-minute warning, it's up there. And like you said, I thought it was just a time error. Well, then they go to New York City, and the woman reporting, you can kind of see Building 7 in the background, but you're like, there's no way. It's too good to be true. It can't be. It's still 15 minutes till the building collapses. And then all of a sudden, they focus in on New York City,
and it's
clear as day for over 2 minutes that World Trade Center Building 7 is still standing, and that somehow this got on the AP wire beforehand.
This is incredible. Well, that's the scripting. It's like when Powell, days before they attacked Iraq, he goes before the Senate, and he says, it's on Al Jazeera right now. Bin Laden says he works with Saddam, which, of course, wasn't true. And everybody ran out of the room, and they came back and said, Al Jazeera doesn't have that. And he said, well, they will later today. Again, they get their times off.
Mm-hmm. And I'm here right now. It looks like they're pulling it, Alex. It had 1,087 views, and right now it is down.
Okay, so they pulled one, and then another one went up, and then they pulled that. What about the original BBC archive?
Well, what we're doing right now is getting the raw video, and hopefully by tonight, it's a large file, it's over a gig. We're gonna YouTube it, and we're gonna post it everywhere we can. We're gonna WMV it. We're gonna get it out to people. And
we are too. Where is it on the BBC site? I guess it's live footage from the day. What section?
I think it's actually archive.org, but I have to ask Dylan. We're gonna actually be hosting Deadline Live after your show today, so we'll have complete updates on this and where people can get it, because they're not gonna be able to censor this, Alex.
Okay, we've got it queued up. Where do you have it queued to, John? Okay, then we need the second clip. That how many minutes after the first clip do they then go to the reporter?
It's about a 2 or 3 minute news clip, and then finally they go to New York City. So it's in between him reporting it at 4:57 and around 5:05.
Before they jerked it for the second time. Again, operatives battling us in real time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, continual coverage. John, were you able to get the second part of the clip? Okay, check the other machine. Was it able to get it? It is. Oh, thank God we got the download. Yes.
Awesome.
Ha ha! Man, I tell you, I just love the battle. What about you?
I am digging it, Alex, and this is just another example.
They're going to prison. They're going to prison. They're not going to stop the Republic.
That's right, and as long as we keep confronting people like Obama, Barack, and Great Guerrilla Tactics from Project for a New American Citizen and others, we're going to take these guys down. We're going to make 9/11 Truth the issue of 2008.
If it comes out fully, the New World Order will fall.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you. So you've gotten 4 minutes in. Are you still recording to get the next part so we can play that after the break, John? Okay, we should have this after the break. I'll definitely chime in and pop in during deadline with you guys as we continue to analyze this, Jason. And we really appreciate the fine work you've been doing. Tell
All
folks
right,
about
thanks
your...
Thanks so much, Alex, and I can't wait to hear from you there.
You bet. Tell folks about your Saturday transmission.
Oh, yeah, that's on GCN from 9 to 11 Central Time, Saturday mornings, me and Dylan, Louder Than Words Radio.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I tell you, this is just, I meant to get into Iraq and Iran attack news, and we're going to try to do that as well, but I know we had loaded phone lines, and I want to get to all your calls, but again, this show is so fluid. We got the unsealed federal documents. They were completely sealed concerning the FBI being involved in orchestrating the bombings. We have all that we can break. I covered it over the weekend on Sunday. New developments there. We've got Jesse Trinity, the lawyer, coming back on soon. We've got them dead to rights there. We've got this. It's just so much is happening. This is a war room. And these are the issues we're focused on. And that's why we're having an effect. And I just want to say that John Harmon's doing a great job there at the network, like an octopus doing 10 different jobs. We'll be right back on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
making sense.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
All right, enemy forces pulled it earlier, real time. They pulled it again on us, but not before our computers had seized it. Whoever uploaded it needs to continue uploading. We're now getting reports that the BBC site itself is taking it down. If this isn't evidence of ongoing cover-up, I don't know what is. Just like Terry Nichols tries to reach out to Attorney General John Ashcroft in 2004 from his maximum security prison in Colorado. And then all media being able to visit with Nichols is suddenly terminated under an order. Then the feds instantly seal the filing, literally a day after. This is unbelievable. It's the same MO over and over again. We now have the clips for you. I hope they don't cut our satellites off. They've done this once or twice before when something's this big. But you're not going to stop us, murderers. This is 4:40 in from live BBC archive of the day. 4:40 into this clip, they're talking about Building 7 has collapsed. Then we fast forward to roughly 15:20 as they cut to her, the BBC reporter, talking about how Building 7 has collapsed. And right behind her, there is Building 7 smoking. Unbelievable. They're reporting on this about 25 minutes before it truly did collapse, getting off in their scripting. Exactly what I heard that day, and it's going to come out. We're going to end up finding the ABC News piece where they said that, oh, there's been an order to blow it up. It's just all going to start coming out because people now with the web are scanning everything. We are a private organic intelligence operation against the New World Order. Millions of you out there crawling all over everything. Get out there, find it, bring it to us. Oh, we're going to expose these murderers. I'm just getting so excited here because I've committed my life to this. I've risked my life in this. I want to bring these killers to justice. We will bring them to justice. 440 BBC live from that day. Here it is.
Well, you and I might think that, but some people don't look at the world in that way. If people say the only thing that works is force, that works in both directions.
We'll leave it there for the moment. We've got some news just coming in, actually, that the Salomon Brothers building in New York, right in the heart of Manhattan, has also collapsed. This does fit in with a warning from the British Foreign Office a couple of hours ago to British citizens that there is a real risk. Let me get the exact words. The British Foreign Office, the Foreign Department of the British Government, said there was a strong risk of further atrocities in the United States. And it does seem as if there now is another one with the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. We've got no word yet on casualties. One assumes that the building would have been virtually deserted. Whether this latest collapse is going to influence the president, who we heard about a few moments ago, was expected to be heading from Nebraska back to Washington, we don't know. Dan Plesch, what do you think this is going to do to that crucial equation between, on the one hand, freedom, and on the other hand, security? The balance is going to change, I would have guessed, radically in the United States after this.
Americans pride themselves on their freedom, but I think we will see a real crackdown on the security front, particularly for access and traveling around in America on domestic airlines, which notoriously have been very, very open.
What will this do to the American psyche? You know them well, you've lived there.
I think the idea that the Americans will just retreat into themselves is nonsense. That was the Japanese hope when they attacked Pearl Harbor. But of course the Americans responded massively to that. America, I think, will engage the world. We have to see whether they do it strongly.
Dan Plesch for the moment. Thank you.
Okay, does it continue or should we continue, John? Let's go to the next. This is 15 in, but let's back it up a little bit where he introduces her live on the scene. John's up there. He just saw it. I haven't even seen this yet. John's seen it. John Harmon at the network. Jason Burmes has seen it. Paul Watson have seen it, all confirming that this happens. It shows them seeing the buildings collapse. Then it, for 2 minutes, zooms in on the building. Nothing's collapsed. It is Building 7 with that brick red color in the black windows, the big spook base that they blew up. Now, again, we have all the firefighters, the police, the witnesses, but here's the news announcing early it collapsed because of the script. You got off script, didn't you? Here it is.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were, and it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Presumably there were very few people in the Salomon building when it collapsed. I mean, there were, I suppose, fears of possible further collapses around the area.
That's what you would hope, because this whole downtown area behind me has been completely sealed off and evacuated, apart from the emergency workers. That was done by the mayor, Rudy Giuliani, much earlier today, because of course the dreadful collapse of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. But New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly, the subway lines are not working properly, and we know that down there near the World Trade Center there are three schools that are being turned into triage centers for emergency treatment. And I know that over in New York Harbor, where the famous Statue of Liberty is, there's a field hospital where 1,500 people are being treated. And we have heard, though it's unconfirmed as yet, that 100 New York City police officers have been taken there as well for treatment. But we do need to confirm those figures for the officers.
And it goes on. Keep listening, John. We'll play more of these more important areas. Now, again, the video is... John, let's just bring you up. You've seen the video. I don't allow myself to have a computer here in studio because it becomes a distraction. I print stuff off. It's in the other rooms. They've seen it. You've seen it. Watson's seen it. Burmese has seen it. But it goes along with the descriptions. You've seen the video. Again, they've jerked it again. That's twice. They're moving quickly. This is unprecedented. We're told they've jerked it off the BBC site that is the source of this. We'll see if it's on archive.org or if they've been able to pull that. I want everybody in my staff scrambling, get it, secure it. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. We would put out clips of my films for free in the past, and we would find places like archive.org and put them out. Because we couldn't pay for the bandwidth. I've tried to put a film out for free on the web before, even a 10-minute clip. That time that bribery at the Capitol, and they were paying people off to give testimony against the Second Amendment, we caught video of it. Hundreds of thousands watched it. I got some like $9,000 bill, and this was like 7-8 years ago, and I had to take it down. So thanks to YouTube, Google, and some of the other places, we've been able, because they've got the bandwidth, to have millions of people watch our films, hundreds of thousands watch the clips. I have just secured more servers. I've got a lot of bandwidth now, and in fact, I'm about to do something in the next few months that's going to cost a lot of money, but I'm going to the grade A bandwidth. Most people don't even know it exists at that level. It's like 10% the cost everybody else pays, but you got to buy masses of it. We will post this if we're able to. It may crash the sites. I don't know what we're going to do, but that way they can't pull it. We'll just have them come after us. I don't care. We will expose the crimes. But, John, turn your microphone off. Kick anybody out of the studio if it's noisy in there. John Harmon, that runs the show, a real hero, does such a good job. His show's gotten so much better since I've had him doing things the last few years. John, you've seen the video. Describe what you see.
Well, there's a BBC female reporter, and basically she's talking about how Building 7 collapsed and the towers collapsed. But actually, you can see right behind her, Building 7's still standing. And that was, what, 25 minutes before it actually did collapse?
Yes, and the clock, you know, they start reporting this 30-something minutes, and then by the time she's up there, it's, what, 24, 25 minutes till it collapses. Nothing's collapsed. They're smoking Building 7. And it's just amazing. I wonder how they're going to try to spin this. So that's how it's been described to me by you and everybody else. Describe exactly what you see. Burma said for like 2 minutes while she's talking, they zoom past her shoulder in on to Building 7.
Yeah, they zoom right in on it. She's talking about how they all collapsed, and you can see it clear as day. And whoever made the video actually pointed an arrow saying, oops, it's still there. Someone messed up.
That's right. This is the copy that somebody grabbed with the BBC and then added this to. We need to get the raw original that I'm told is at the BBC website. I'm told it may be pulled now or at archive.org. We've got to go absolutely ape, and everybody's got to grab this immediately. John, what is it like doing this job, seeing these clips, hearing the video? I mean, seeing the clips, you know, hearing the audio from these videos, knowing it. You know, I mean, you live in the middle of this. What's it been like working here for you?
Well, this is just another day in the jungle, and it's definitely, I'm totally convinced, and I mean, day after day we play these clips about, you know, firefighters and eyewitnesses, and I mean, this is video evidence. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You can't debate that.
Well, everybody I talk to, I mean, literally hundreds in New York, go, oh, yeah, they were on NPR, and they were on ABC, saying they were going to bring down Building 7 for everybody's safety. and then they blew it up, and Silverstein slipped up and said they pulled it, and people try to spin that. I heard it in my car that afternoon, and I was listening to WOAI and KLBJ back and forth. I think it was ABC on KLBJ. They now carry Fox. I can't remember, though. The point is now we have all this video, all this audio, and now we have this where they're showing that it's 20-something minutes before the collapse, and it shows how they follow a script, how mindless these reporters are. There is, and that it's the Solomon Brothers building, folks. It's just designated number 7 in the complex. We call it 7. Its proper name was the Solomon Brothers building, and we have the maps of it and the tenants and who was in it. And there they are zooming in on it, saying this. How are they going to spin this, John?
They cannot. I mean, they did that with the Pullet clip with Larry Silverstein saying, oh, they're going to pull the firefighters out. But
the firefighters had never been there that day.
Exactly. Everyone was already evacuated. So, you know, exactly.
Well, in the same documentary, they cut to them months later demolishing 6, and they go, getting ready to blow building 6.
Yep, and then they define what Pullet means. It's a demolition term.
I haven't seen it, but I've got a call by one of my friends. He said on one of the local newscasts, they said, getting ready to pull it. That's the term, pulling in 10 seconds. Maybe they'll tell them not to use that term now. We'll have to change the meaning of it. Well, I mean, how are they going to spin this? And you know it's going to start coming out. I can't wait to hear that NPR that literally hundreds of New Yorkers told me about. I can't wait to hear all this. I can't wait. We've got to go dig it out. I've tried to get it from NPR in New York, and they say they're not releasing it. I mean, how do these people work in these jobs knowing the government did this? How do you as reporters go along regurgitating the lie? John, let's play some of those clips again to back this up. Let's play the CNN where the two cops are saying, get back, Building 7 is coming down, they're going to bring it down, it's going to blow up. And then let's play Silverstein saying, pull it. And then let's play the firefighters talking about the molten steel. Just play the clips in whatever order you want. It doesn't even matter. Do you have the CNN one? We need to put all these in one file.
Yep, I need to find it.
I know
it.
I sent you like 40-something more the other weekend. I don't know what you've done with those, but that's another thing now. We found like it's more than 70 clips total we have now, and I found 44 news articles, AP, Reuters, with firefighters saying, yeah, we pulled Building 7. We were told to demolish it. I mean, I'm just wallowing in this evidence. I don't even know what the point is anymore. But it's like when Perry comes out and says it's the law, you've got to take vaccines, and I say he's on the Merck payroll, and it's in the Associated Press, and people email me going, you're a liar, he hasn't been lobbied by Merck. I mean, how far does your denial stretch out there? Do you have the next clip? Molten steel, here it is.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh.
Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yep. And
like
lava.
Like
a volcano.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
Okay, so there's New York firefighters, New York TV saying molten steel like lava, like a foundry. Impossible. Jet fuel can't even melt steel. Okay. What about the CNN clip where the cops are saying, get back, they're going to pull it, it's going to come down, it's going to be brought down, it's going to blow up? Yeah, here's Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they're not sure they're going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this milestone dose is pull. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
Okay, were you able to find the CNN? You know, the CNN one where they're saying, get back, it's going to fall, they're going to bring it down. You know that clip with the cops running in front of 7? I know, here on the go, that's the problem, going through all these clips. Again, the evidence shows the BBC archive of a live broadcast that day, 30 minutes plus before they start announcing that Building 7's fallen, then 20 plus minutes, it says, they've got all the clock numbers. Go back and give me those clock numbers again. They say that it's going to collapse. Oh, no, they say it has collapsed, and then they cut to her talking about how it collapsed, and there it is smoking behind her for 2 minutes. CNN's ready. Here it is.
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down. The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right, guys.
We are walking back to the building. About to blow up. Plane. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings.
Okay, so the cops are saying it's about to be brought down, it's about to blow up, it's about to fall. And I've talked to the cops, the police, they're on record. There is a countdown. There was a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pull. Boom, goes down. I mean... And it takes weeks to plant bombs. They didn't do it that day. They did it beforehand. 9-11's an inside job. 9-11's an inside job. 9-11 is an inside job. 9-11 is an inside job. How dumb are all the servants of the system going to feel? Who weren't even on the payroll, but you've lied for the system. You've lied to yourselves about it. It's all going to come out. God has promised that every lie will be exposed. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool.
We are making history. You, the listeners out there, analyzing the clips, going to the archives, finding this material. The globalists play the old game where they could kill presidents and stage attacks and fund dictators in the dark. Now they're being exposed. And I think it's poetic justice that the BBC would construct that nauseatingly juvenile hit piece against us 2 weeks ago, that this come out of their own mouths, they're going to have a lot of trouble spinning this. Because why is it important? It shows that they put out, and this was on the AP wire, we've now learned, that they had pulled it. They got it early. But because when you script stuff, you're going to have screw-ups. No modern steel building had ever fallen. One and two had fallen. Seven had small fires in it, not hit by a plane. And they told everybody, get back, we're going to pull it. We're going to blow it up. We're going to bring it down. We've got all these witnesses. Now we have BBC sitting there scripting it and screwing up the script. And they're so brain dead, there's building seven behind her. They zoom right in on it. It hasn't collapsed. And 20-something minutes before she collapses, she's saying it. And we've got the news anchors back at the BBC 30-something minutes before it collapses, saying it's collapsed. There's another clip of it up on Google right now. People are uploading it. Everybody needs to go upload it under other names. You know how to upload out there? Go grab it yourselves. Start uploading it at different places. Put it on YouTube. Put it on hundreds of different areas under hundreds of different names, and that's how we're going to beat them. Because they've got people in there right now. I mean, normally you put up some clip, they don't want to take some weeks to get it down. This is boom, boom, boom. This is high-level takedowns, which is just more evidence of how they're scrambling to stop this information from getting out. You cannot let it get out. There will be a detailed report in the next hour on PrisonPlanet.com. It will be mirrored on all the sites. We are getting this up. This is vitally important, and help us get it out to everyone. It's important in the article we write that we continue to add other links to previous stories and video clips and documents. Get the basic blurb up there, 5-6 paragraphs, and then under it, put the archive on Building 7 in there so people just can't see this one piece of evidence and try to engage in doublethink. Because the average person has been brainwashed to just use their brain to get around things and rationalize and make excuses. They blew Building 7 up in front of everybody. People say, well, folks would talk. Cops and firemen are on record going, yeah, they said they were going to blow it up. And they come on the radio. We play the clips. We interview them. People go, ah, whatever. We do have the eyewitnesses. They're here. I hope that everybody visits Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I hope you also support us and get Terror Storm. Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, detailing all the declassified admissions where our government admits they staged terror, and then all the latest developments, 7-7, 9-11. The War, The Tyranny, it's my best film, Terror Storm, get it on DVD, get it out to people, toll-free number to call and get it, 888-253-3139 and support us. Loose Change Second Edition is available at Infowars.com. Own the DVD, have it for your archives, have it for your library. America, Freedom to Fascism, support the defenders of liberty, the heroes that have made these other films. And support us at Infowars.com or get your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Incredible activist center at PrisonPlanet.tv. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, with continual coverage. Watch the Genesis Network for continual coverage on all the other shows. And I'll be trying to pop in next on Jack Blood's program that's being sat in by the Loose Change crew. Again, go to Infowars.com and support us. Get the videos. Defeat the New World Order. Have faith.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. What?